Susie Larson here. Welcome to week 7. Can you believe we're already at week 7 in our Strong in Battle online study? I pray it's been a really great, great process for you. We are praying for you through the journey, and we'd really love to hear from you. How is the journey impacting you? What is the Lord teaching you? Maybe tell us something that stands out to you in the content that you've been reading. I'm praying that you stay engaged all the way through the end. We have this fun little surprise that we want to do for you, where as you share what God is teaching you, we're going to pick names each week and send some surprise resources off of our Faith Radio shelf. So here's my email, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Tell me, what is God teaching you? What's He impressing upon your heart? What are you learning so that you can navigate battles with more confidence in God and a trust in His promises? Do share with us. Well, this week's email is about trusting God in the long battle. And I love this meme. It just fires me right up. And the meme is in the body of the email. You'll see it. But it says, God is looking for saints today who are willing to rise this hour and believe Him to be the God He declares Himself to be. And one thing I learned in my long battles is that we're daily presented with opportunities to either accuse God or trust God. And the enemy always, always wants us to build a case against God, because if he can do anything to separate us from our sense of identity, to separate us from our sense of God's love, then we can start to self-sabotage. Notice I said sense of, because he can't truly separate us from our identity. Nothing can separate us from God's love. But if he can kind of stand in the way and divert our anger towards God when it really should be towards him, then truly we start to make choices on our own because we think we're disconnected from God. We suddenly accuse God of not caring. But he cares so much. And in the body of the email that you received today, it says, you may get knocked down, but God's going to give you the grace to get back up. Your trials are achieving something in you that you cannot even fathom. And if you could, you'd be fiercely determined to hold on to faith, to trust Jesus with your life, and to tell that enemy what's what. If you could see the end from the beginning, your confidence and courage would soar. You, dear one, are going to see God's majesty, his meticulous attention to detail. On that great day, he's going to share his glory with his children, and your suffering is accomplishing something in you you can't even fathom. There's just a lifetime ahead of us in eternity. And the best analogy I can give is during labor. If you've ever had a baby and you're in labor and you feel like, I'm not going to get through this, you know, all you can think about is relief and getting through the moment. But then you deliver that miracle of a baby who has a lifetime ahead of him. And that to me is such a picture of our trials are temporary, but they're achieving for us something that's so glorious we cannot even fathom. And just as a little seed in the womb turns into a baby in the womb, and then that mom delivers that baby and they've got a child who grows up, Lord willing, to be an amazing kingdom person as an adult. I mean, you just think of the flourishing and the impact of one life surrendered to Jesus. Well, in the same way, one moment after the next moment, surrender to Jesus in your suffering. If you could trust that every tear you cry is collected in a bottle, that Jesus hears every cry, he knows every hurt, and every gesture you make to trust God, every time you turn towards him, it's noted in heaven. Your faith is more precious to God than gold. He treasures you. He sees you. He hears you when you cry. And every time you dare to trust him, it is not only echoing into eternity and really adds to the glory of that glorious great day when God reveals who his children are, but it changes you. Every time we choose faith over fear, it changes us. Every time we choose to trust God when we feel like accusing God, it changes us and it glorifies him. And you know what else? It infuriates the enemy. So choose to trust God today. He's trustworthy. He is good. He's only and always good. Yes, he allows some pretty difficult times on the earth, but he said that would happen because we live on a fallen planet with an evil enemy and with lots of people who aren't redeemed. But we're going to trust God to take all things, every part of our story, and work it for our good and for his glory. Let me pray for you. Father, pray for my friend today. Pour out your spirit, Lord God. Refresh, redeem, renew, Lord God. Provide in the ways that they need. Encourage them in the ways that they need. And help them to practice soul care in the long battle, to make steps today even, to do some good things for themselves so that they can stay encouraged and stay in the game. Thank you for them and their brave, beautiful hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Do not forget to email me. Tell me what God is teaching you. Here's the email, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Have a blessed and beautiful week.